天父，我们感谢你，今日我们成为何等的人，是因为你的恩造成的。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. The kind of person we can become today is all because of your grace.
谢谢你那个奇异的恩典。
We thank you for this amazing grace.
求你在恩典的里面继续的保守我们，成为恩典的导管。
Help us and keep us in your grace to become the conduit of grace.
因为我们需要你的恩典，这个时代更需要你的恩典。
Because we need your grace, and this whole era, this whole world needs your grace.
这个时代只有从蒙恩的人身上能够尝到主恩的滋味。
In this age, people can only feel the wonder of you through those who are blessed.
今天早上，求你再用你的恩典来充满，来感动我们。
Please fill us and move us this morning once again with your abundant grace.
让我们离开这里，成为恩典的传人。
So as we depart from this church this morning, we become the ones who can spread your grace.
今天早上的时间，恭敬地交在天父你恩手之中。
We reverently give this time to you in your hand.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
上个礼拜一晚上，我有机会跟一个从台湾来的牧师的一个家庭一起吃饭。
Last Monday night, I had an opportunity to have dinner with a pastor's family.
他们有一个独生的女儿，只有八岁。
They had an 8-year-old daughter, the only daughter.
这个孩子口齿非常非常的伶俐。
And this kid is very eloquent in speech.
我发现我们这一代的口齿实在输过下一代这些孩子们的那个口齿。
Perhaps this generation that we represent is not as elegant as they are in terms of speech.
整个晚上他又讲笑话，是又给谜语。
She's like a chatterbox and never stop talking.
喋喋不休，一直不停地听他在那里发表他的意见。
She will never hesitate to express her opinions.
那么等到这个笑话过了三巡之后。
So after a much fun and joke around,
他突然非常的认真跟我们讲一句话。
Very suddenly, she turned solemn.
他说我将来长大要做宣教士。
She said, when I grow up, I want to become a missionary.
八岁。
She's only 8 years old.
我们大人还来不及这个反应。
Before the adults have the opportunity to respond.
接下去他说我要嫁给宣教士。
Then she said, I want to marry a missionary.
八岁。
Only 8 years old.
那个时候我的头脑转过来了。
So then my head was able to respond.
后来我就问他，如果将来他不肯做宣教士，你怎么办呢？
Then I'd ask her, what happened if he would not be willing to become a missionary?
他很快地说，如果他不做宣教士，我就不嫁给他。
Then her reaction was, if she were not to become a missionary,I would not marry her.
后来我就问他，你这样威胁他，他还不肯做宣教士，怎么办呢？
What happened if he's not willing to bend under your threat?
他说，如果他这样的话，等我结婚的时候，我就请他做我的伴郎。
Then her reaction was, if he was not willing to give up, and I would invite him to be the best man when I get married.
哎呦，那天听他讲的话，我心里面大大的赞佩这个小孩。
I was very impressed by her.
不要以为一个八岁的小孩不懂事。
Do not underrate an 8-year-old child.
我发现他们对婚姻还蛮有观念。
I think they have the right attitude toward marriage.
哎，我真希望20年以后，我能够知道这个女孩子在哪里。
I would like to know what would happen to this girl 20 years from now.
我真的要好好的认识她的丈夫是谁。
I would really like to know her future husband.
在过去这几年来，我常常思想一件事情。
For the last few years, I often meditate upon one thing.
我们说基督徒是 mini Christ, 是小基督。
So we often refer to Christians as mini Christ.
那么基督徒的家应该是什么呢？
So what would the home of a Christian be called?
如果基督徒是基督的缩影的话，
If a Christian is the small version of a Christ,
基督徒的家应该就是一个教会的缩影。
So the house or home of a Christian should be a mini church.
所以基督徒的家庭应该就是一个小的教会，一个 mini church.
So the home of a Christian should be a mini church.
在过去十几二十年来，在我心里面一直有一个负担。
For the last 10-20 years, my heart had always been burdened by this.
什么能够让地上的教会能够家庭化？
How do we turn the church to become a family like?
让一个教会满了有家庭的感觉和味道。
So a church, you can feel a church like a home.
教会不只是一个人的聚合，一个团体而已。
Church is not just a place for people together.
我们有神做我们的父，我们彼此称为弟兄和姐妹，有骨肉的关系。
The Lord is our Father, and brothers and sisters are kinsmen.
教会要家庭化，但愿我们每一个人的家庭也能够教会化。
So a church should be like a family. In the same time, a family should be like a church.
有一节圣经过去多年来我们常常彼此勉励提醒的，好不好？请我们一起打开提摩太前书第三章。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章对我个人来说是过去侍奉主一个很重要的一个座右铭。
This has been a very important passage for me as I served the Lord in the past.
这节圣经不只是我希望传道同工要背得很熟。
Not only I ask all my coworkers to memorize this verse.
我也盼望每一个长老每一个执事在他们接受这个神圣的托付的时候，让能够常常思想这一节的圣经。
I also ask all the elders and deacons, as they being entrusted with responsibility of the Lord, they should all remember and understand this verse.
一个教会要家庭化，一个家庭要教会化，就看这个教会有多少人能够应用这一节圣经。
So a church to become like a family, and a family to become like a mini church.Depends on how individuals can understand and practice this verse.
换句话说，一个教会兴旺不兴旺，乃是看有多少这个教会里面的基督徒对这一节圣经有深刻的体验和领会。
Whether a church will do well or not, indeed depends on how well you can understand and appreciate and practice this verse.
好不好？我们用中文读一遍，然后用英文读一遍《提摩太前书》第三章。第五节
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 we will read in Chinese first then read in English.
我们不要读得太快，我们盼望一面读的时候一面能够思想这一段圣经保罗心深处的负担是什么。
We will read it slowly and meditate upon its meaning.
保罗写提摩太前书后书是给他这个年轻的同工的一个勉励。
So Paul wrote to Timothy'sIs meant to encourage this young person.
提摩太在以弗所教会做一个牧师。
Timothy was a minister in the church in Ephesus.
保罗一直对他有非常深的期望。
Paul has a tremendous expectation of him.
那么在整个前书后书里面，这节圣经，我个人觉得对我这些年来的侍奉有非常深的这个影响。
Throughout these two books to Timothy's, and this verse has influenced me tremendously.
我们先用中文来念一遍，请。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？ In English,
if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
这里面很清楚地看见我们自己的家和我们所参加的教会两者之间有密切直接的关系。
So here clearly stated that the intimate relationship between your family and the church you serve.
你如果不知道怎么经理 manage 你自己的家，你怎么能够去照管神的教会？
If you do not know how to manage your own family, and how can you take care of God's church.
今天有许许多多的人在家里面，家庭的关系、夫妇的关系、两代的关系，出了许多的问题，在教会里面参与许多的侍奉。
Many has tremendous problems in a person's family, yet this person is participating in many work in the church.
我不是说弟兄姊妹不要在教会侍奉，回去把家弄好再来。
I do not mean to discourage you to work in the church.
因为教会需要弟兄姊妹的投入和参与。
Church indeed needs your participation.
但是这一节圣经提醒我们，我们在教会侍奉，我们不要忘记我们在家里面的一些本分和责任。
But this also reminds us, as we serve in the church, we should also understand our responsibility in the family.
上个礼拜我在这里提到，家庭是基督徒见证的据点。
We have mentioned a week ago, the family is the foundation of your testimony.
其实弟兄姊妹，家庭更是基督徒侍奉的起点。
Family is also the starting point of your service in the church.
所以我们在七月、八月这两个月的时间，我们盼望用那么重要的一个题目——家庭，来作为我们这两个月联合崇拜的那个重点。
Therefore, we set the theme for this summer as family.
今天我们的题目是爱火常燃。
The theme today is called the fire of love will be constantly burning.
什么样能够让家里面有更多的爱，而让那个爱是成为火一样烧着，而且能够成为我们周遭的影响。
So how do we have love, and this love in our home is like a burning flame, and would also influence those around us?
前几天我跟一个从大陆来的一位姐妹打电话。
A few days ago, I was talking to a sister. She came from China.
因为她从大陆来，所以我在电话里面说：“你的爱人最近怎么样？”
And because she came from China, the way that the Chinese refer to their spouses is called lover. So I asked her, "How is the situation of your lover?"
可能我的国语不太灵光。
Perhaps my Chinese is not as accurate.
她听成说明年二月怎么办？二月，爱人变成二月。Anyway， 后来我就说你们，后来她才听懂了我是讲她的丈夫说的。
So eventually she understood what I mean is referring to her husband.
她在电话里面告诉我说，李牧师，现在我们已经不再来这一套肉麻兮兮的称呼了。
And she told me that Pastor Lee, we no longer use that term.
哎呀，那天在电话里面，我觉得好可惜啊。
And I feel I feel regret about that.
为什么呢？因为那么多的丈夫和妻子的称呼里面，我个人最欣赏的还是中国大陆爱人这样的称呼。
Because personally, I like that reference.
只是不要后面加个同志就比较好一点。
You should stop at just lover and not to continue with comrade.
那么这个爱人提醒我们，这两个人应该是有爱的。
The term lover indicates there should be love between these two.
当然，如果我们只有称呼而没有实质，那个称呼又有什么意思呢？
Of course, a name calling without any substance is meaningless.
什么样能够让家里面丈夫和妻子之间那个基本的单位能够用爱来把他们联合在一起？
How do we then connect the basic unit of a family with love?
昨天有一个弟兄告诉我，我们结婚十几年。
Yesterday, a brother told me we have been married for more than 10 years.
他说我最近重新跟我的太太谈恋爱。
So I have renewed my love with my wife.
我提醒警告一下大家，今天的信息都比较肉麻一点。
I want to remind you that today's message could raise your goosebump.
请我们一起看以弗所书第五章，刚才我们所读过的。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
刚才二十二节到三十三节，我们听见我们的领会的弟兄建议我们用几种方法来读。
Just now, our presider suggested us to read these passages into different sections.
我们说过以弗所书分成两个大段落。
We all understand the epistles to Ephesians have been divided into two sections.
前三章是讲到理论。后三章是讲到实践。
The first three chapters talk about theory, and the second three chapters talk about practice.
前面三章讲到真理， 后面三章讲到生活。
The first three refer to truth. The second three refer to your daily life.
前面三章讲到客观的信仰，后面三章讲到主观的经历。
The first three refer to an objective faith, and the second three refer to your subjective experience.
非常非常的清楚，保罗在以弗所书在二十二节说：“你们做妻子的要怎么样怎么样。”
Clearly, Paul started on verse 22 by saying, "Wives, do so and so."
那么刚才一开始读的时候，这些妻子都读得不太整齐，大概是不太甘心。那么到了二十五节呢，我们看见保罗说，你们做丈夫的应该如何如何。
Then, verse 25, he starts, husbands, you should do so and so.
到了第六章以后，讲到父母应该如何，儿女应该如何，主人该怎么样，仆人应该怎么样。
Of course, if you go on to chapter 6, he talks about the children and the parents, slaves and the masters.
保罗在这里教导以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹怎么做人。
So Paul was teaching how to become a human being in these chapters.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在教会里面，我们学会很多做基督徒，但是我们不会做基督人。
Perhaps many of us know how to be a Christian, but we forgot how to be a real Christian.A real person,
为什么今天很多人读到二十二节好像觉得不是很舒服？
Many when they read about the verse 22, they feel uncomfortable.
因为有人说保罗这个人太大男人主义、沙文主义，他过分的重男轻女。
Some would regard to Paul's calling us Paul's statement here as being a male chauvinist.
事实上，如果我们知道当时的时代背景。
If we understand the background of the society back in those ages,
其实保罗在讲这段话的时候已经是够先进的了。
And in fact, Paul was standing ahead of his time when he made such a statement.
在保罗的神学里面，他强调男女的平等，但是他也说明男女的不一样。
In Paul's theology, he emphasized the equality between man and woman, but he also emphasized.That the man and the woman are not identical.
Equal 不等于 identical. 相等，这个平等不一定等于完全一样。
So equal is not the same as being identical. To be on the same footing doesn't mean you are all the same.
事实上，这个礼拜我在花很多时间在读这一段很熟悉的圣经的时候。
As I spend my time to read through this very familiar passage,
我是发现保罗很重男轻女。
Indeed, I feel that he placed more emphasis to man.
为什么呢？因为他讲对丈夫的话重过对妻子说的话。
Because he spoke heavier to husbands than to wives.
二十二节到二十四节是对妻子说的。
22 to 24 was written for wives.
二十五到三十二是对丈夫说的。
25 to 32nd was written to husbands.
三节对妻子，八节对丈夫，你说他是不是重男轻女呢？
Three verses to wives and eight verses to husbands. Did he then pay more attention to the husbands?
然后三十三节是整段勉励的一个结论。
33, of course, is a summary.
事实上，他提到丈夫的时候，他说：“你们要爱妻子。”
When he spoke to the husbands, he said, "You should love your wife."
讲到妻子对丈夫的态度，用顺服来勉励他们的时候
，He spoke to the wives by saying, "You should submit to your husband."
我们看到在中文圣经里面，“爱”字在这一段圣经里面出现八次，“顺服”只出现四次。
In the Chinese version.Love appeared eight times, and submission appeared four times.
所以保罗在这里是非常的重男轻女，他要丈夫爱妻子的程度两倍于妻子对丈夫顺服的程度。
So Paul spent more time talking about a husband should love their wives.
那么在这个 NIV 的翻译呢
？In the New International Version,
爱出现七次。
Love appeared seven times.
顺服只出现三次。
Submission appeared three times.
所以比例上来讲，英文就更把男人的责任看得更重，因为两倍多。
Also seems that in the English version, it emphasized more about the responsibility of a husband.
当我去看希腊文的时候。
When I check this using the Greek version,
我把原文比较一下，发现“爱”这个字出现六次。
Then in the original Greek version, the word love appeared six times.
顺服出现几次呢
？How many times submission appeared?
在这段圣经里面，在原文，顺服只出现一次。
In the Greek version, the word submission.Only appeared once.
所以中国人算是客气了，丈夫要对太太等于要差不多两倍的这样的一个比例。
So in the Chinese version, the ratio is 2:1.
那么原文呢是六倍的比例。
In the Greek version, is 6:1.
所以你说是不是保罗很重男轻女呢
？Is it really so that the Paul think the husband's responsibility? He's emphasizing that more.
总而言之，我们在这里看见，不管是丈夫对妻子也好，妻子对丈夫也好，中间必须要有一个非常重要的因素，就是那个爱。
So in either direction, as you view the relationship, the most important factor is love.
你说李牧师，你这时的题目叫“爱火常燃”，我们是越结婚，时间越久，我们里面的爱就越来的淡，越来的少。
Someone would tell me, Pastor Lee, yours. Theme this morning is the burning flame of love, and yet as longer we are being married, such a love feeling is more diminished.
用火来描写那个爱，其实我们两个已经到了相敬如宾的地步，冰箱的冰。
If you want to use the flame to describe the love, but between my wife and myself, our relationship is like ice.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记这段圣经，保罗。是对以弗所的基督徒说的。
Do not forget that this epistle was written to the Christians of Ephesus.
什么是基督徒
？What do you mean by Christian?
就是有神在他心里面的人叫基督徒。
For those they have God in their heart, are called Christians.
约翰一书四章八节告诉我们说，神就是爱。
The first book of John and says, God is love.
如果我们是基督徒夫妇，我们有神，我们应当就有爱。
We as Christian couples, with God, then we will have love.
何况这一段我们所读的这一段熟悉的经文里面，每一次保罗用到爱的时候，不管是八次，不管是七次，不管是六次，这个爱是一个特别的一个字。
So whenever, how many times we count the word love being used here by Paul?That is a very special word.
我们知道希腊文有三个字来描写这个爱。
We understand in the Greek there are three different words to describe love.
第一个是 eros, 就是一般情欲的爱。
The first one, eros, means sexual affection.
Sexual passion.
Sexual passion.
那么另外一个是 phileo, 那这个字呢是讲到 family affection, 家庭之间常有的一种。家人的感情。
The second word, phileo, means the affections among family members.
那么保罗在这里说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，他用的不是 eros, 不是 phileo, 而是 agape 这个字。
So the word Paul used here, love, is neither of the two above, but the third, agape.
就是像耶稣基督爱世人的那一种的爱。
It's the same love.That the Christ had loved the people.
是一种最高等的一种的爱。
It's the highest degree of love.
是在神的心中所有的那个爱。
It's a love in the heart of God.
是一种超然的一种爱。
It's a supernatural love.
最近有一个人跟我讲，他说：“哎呀，如果耶稣娶一个太太就好了。”
And one time, and someone was asking me, saying, if Christ.Had a wife that would be better.
因为我可以从他的身上学怎么样做一个标准模范的丈夫。
Because then I can learn from him how to become a model husband.
因为他没有结婚，所以我不知道如果他做丈夫应该是什么样子。
Because he was never married, so I couldn't really learn from him directly how to be a good husband.
其实这个问题大概2000年前保罗就听到了。
And perhaps this question was raised 2,000 years ago to Paul.
因为我们今天所读的这段经文就提到基督怎么样爱他的心腹，就是教会。
Because here clearly Paul mentioned about how Christ would love his bride, which is church.
那么请我们一下一起来看这一段的圣经。
So let's turn to this passage.
那么从25节到30节就提到丈夫应当怎么样来爱他的妻子。
So verse 25 through 30 is talk about how the husband should love his wife.
25节到32节我们可以把它分成两段。
We can divide them up into two sections.
25到27节一段 ,28 到32节一段。
25th to 27th, then 28th to 32nd.
多年来我一直盼望主日崇拜能够让弟兄姊妹真实能够回到主自己的话。
For many years, I hope you all can turn to the Word of God.
让我们能够好好从圣经里面来查考到底神的心意是什么。
Directly from the Bible verses to understand his will.
25节到27节讲到丈夫对妻子的爱，保罗说是一种舍己牺牲的爱。
So here, Paul mentioned about the love from husband to wife is the love to willing to give up yourself.
保罗在这里说你要爱对方爱到一个地步没有自己，爱到一个地步可以牺牲自己。
You need to love your wife to the point you will not have yourself. You're willing to give up and sacrifice yourself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这里，听到这里的时候，我们就觉得这个爱太难了，这个爱太高了。
Perhaps you think this level of a love is in such a high plateau, it's difficult for us to achieve.
其实不是这个爱太高，是我们太健忘。
It is not that this plateau is too high, or perhaps it's because we are too easy to forget.
记不记得我们结婚以前追女朋友时候的光景？
Do you remember the time when you were courting your wife?
那个时候的爱满了牺牲的爱。
At that time, before you were married, your love was sacrificial love.
那个时候的爱可以能够改变我们整个人的个性的爱。
And that was the time the love can change everything about you.
本来是没有忍耐的，在等女朋友的时候，什么忍耐都有。
Maybe you are not a very patient person, but at the time when you're waiting for your girlfriend, you were very patient.
我们不只是这样讲，我们真的这样子愿意去做赴汤蹈火，在所不惜，为了爱，为了得到她。
For the sake of love, for the sake of being able to have her, you were willing to do anything.
我们是因为有那样一个牺牲的爱，才得着我们生命的伴侣，我们婚姻的对象。
She was moved by your love, and therefore you could marry her.
我记得结婚以前。
I remember before I got married,
甚至还在中学的时代
and even during the high school time,
风雨无阻，天天骑脚踏车护送自己的女朋友从家里到她的学校。
No matter what the weather was like, and every day, and I would ride the bike to escort my girlfriend to her school.
结了婚以后
after we were married,
叫我到巷口去买一点东西。
She asked me to go to the end of the street to buy something.
拦阻多多。
There are many excuses.
理由很多。
Many different excuses.
弟兄姊妹，想当年那种爱哪里去了？
I just wonder where did that initial love have gone?
保罗在这里说的爱，不是一个高不可及、不可能达到的爱。
What Paul talked about here is not an unreachable love.
只是提醒我们，这个爱我们是有，我们是有过的爱。
It only reminds us this is the love that we have once experienced.
但是结了婚以后，难道就真的没有这个爱吗？
Is it really true that such a feeling of sense of love has left us after we got married?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见许许多多我们中国人移民到美国来。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see many our Chinese fellows have immigrated to the United States.
我们看见许许多多做父母亲的。有这种牺牲的爱。
We see many as parents have such a sacrificial life.
但是我们的对象不一样。
Then our object have changed.
保罗说你要对你的妻子有这种舍己的爱。
Paul says you should have such a sacrificial life toward your wife.
我们今天不可否认，我们对我们的下一代，我们有非常大的这一种舍己牺牲的爱。
Undoubtedly we hold the same kind of sacrificial life toward our children.
保罗这里不是说你们做男人的 要为你们的女朋友有舍己的爱。
And Paul did not say you men should have such a life toward your girlfriends.
他不是说你们做父亲的要为你们的儿女有舍己的爱。
He did not say so to parents or fathers toward your children.
他说你们做丈夫的要像基督爱教会一样对于你们的妻子要有这种舍己的爱。
But he was telling all the husbands, you should be like Christ, to love, he loved his church, that you should sacrifice for them.
弟兄姊妹，请你特别注意26、27节，这个舍己的爱在这里有特别的讲究。
Especially verses 26 and 27, there are special meanings about a life willing to give up yourself.
26节告诉我们说我们这个舍己的爱是要让对方洗净成为圣洁的一种的爱。
Because here it says, this is the love. You can cleanse her and make her holy.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
舍己的爱带出夫妻之间圣洁的见证。
And such a love will bring forth the holy testimony.
不可否认的弟兄姊妹，夫妻的爱是有排他性。
Undoubtedly, the love between husband and wife cannot tolerate a third party.
夫妻的爱是容不下第三者的。
The love between you and your wife cannot tolerate a third party.
7月13号，礼拜二的晚上，我们听见戴季中牧师在祷告会里面的分享。
We heard the testimony from Jamie Taylor on July the 13th.
那么他提到今天在台湾一般社会。家庭的现象。
He talked about the family situations in Taiwan today.
在差不多三个礼拜前，我也在圣地亚哥听见吴勇长老讲到这件事情。
About 3 weeks ago in San Diego, I heard from Elder Wu talk about the same situation, same problem.
他告诉我们说，现在台湾家庭夫妇的离婚率现在是全世界最高。
The divorce rate in Taiwan is unsurpassed.
那么戴季中牧师提到这一件事情的时候，他提到一个新名词。
And he mentioned a new term when he gave this testimony.
说今天在台湾许多的家庭有发生外遇的现象。
And there are unfaithful when he gave this testimony.
说今天在台湾许多的家庭有发生外遇的现象。
And there are unfaithfulness in families.
他说现在台湾有个新的名词叫做精神外遇。
There's a new term, it's called mental unfaithfulness.
换句话说不一定他真的有外遇，但是所有大部分的这些夫妻的头脑里面都有对婚姻不忠实的一些思想和现象。
Perhaps they have not physically done so, but in their mental status, they have not been faithful.
弟兄姊妹，在主里面夫妻的爱，保罗告诉我们说，要没有那种污秽、罪恶。而是全然圣洁的一种的关系的爱。
But Paul told us the love between husband and wife should be holy, should be without any blemish.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等庆幸，今天只有神看到我们的心思，人看不见我们的心思。
Perhaps how fortunate, only God can read our mind and not other people.
如果今天除了神以外还有人能够看见，能够读出，能够明白我们心里面所想。
If there's any human being can read our mind,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真是爱火常燃，是要成为我们每一个家、每一对夫妇在主面前思想检讨的题目。
We should all examine ourselves, make sure such a burning love of fire is constant.
夫妻之间最美的关系是他们之间有一个非常纯洁的那样的一个爱的关系。
The most precious relationship between husband and wife is to have a very pure love relationship.
26节讲到过程，27节讲到那个目的。
Verse 26 spoke about the process, and 27 spoke about the objective.
他说可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
To present herself to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
弟兄姊妹，夫妻之间舍己的爱，能够促使对方能够更完全，能够成就对方，把里面的潜力把它带出来。
To love and to the ability to give up oneself is able to mutually stimulate each other to give up ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，不是因为我们美，不是因为我们可爱，所以上帝才爱我们。
The God did not love us because we were looking good.
但是我们知道，上帝越爱我，我们就越美丽，我们就越可爱。
However, the more the Lord loves us, the more beautiful we will become.
夫妻之间也是如此。
It is the same way between the husband and wife relationship.
也许我们起先是因为相互的美产生相互的吸引。
Perhaps the initial attraction was due to we appreciate each other.
所以我们有相爱。
So we love one another.
但是我们发现。夫妻越相爱，他们两个人就越显得美丽。
The more they love one another, the more beautiful they radiate.
我们不是常常看到这样的见证。
Do we often see such a testimony?
我们发现相爱的夫妻，实在不管岁月经过了多长久，他们那种美，他们那种可爱，是众人所羡慕。
No matter how long they have been married, if they have love,Their relationship has always been envied.
所以他说，将来那个耶稣基督所爱的教会，就是我们将来所爱的那个对象，要成为一个荣耀的一个教会。
So the object of our love will become a radiant church.
这个荣耀的教会是什么呢？毫无玷污，也没有皱纹的。
This is the church that will have no stain nor wrinkle.
什么叫玷污？什么叫做皱纹呢？
What is stain or wrinkle?
玷污是里面，皱纹是外面。
Stain is within, and wrinkle is on outside.
这时我也听说，在台湾现在非常流行，有许多的拉皮风。我起先不知道那是什么意思。Facelifting.
I heard about it's popular to do facelifting in Taiwan.
说现在在台湾有许许多多人很流行拉皮，虽然年岁大了，但是他的脸皮还能够非常的光滑，因为经过了一些这个脸部的一些手术。
Through surgery, they're able to keep their youthful look.
弟兄姊妹，一个最好的一个拉皮的见证，就是这个地方给我们看到，当我们真是学会爱的时候，我们连皱纹这些都没有。
Here is what's talking about.When the real good facelift is when you learn love, you will be wrinkleless.
基督的爱使教会成长，夫妻的爱也使他们对方能够成长。
The Christ's love will make a church grow. The love between husband and wife will make themselves grow.
弟兄姊妹，记得一件事情。
Please remember one thing.
所有会成长或者正在成长的东西都不是完全。
Anything that is in the growing process, therefore, has not attained perfection.
请记得哈，所有会成长的都不是完全。
Any that will grow, will continue to grow, has not attained perfection.
如果夫妻的爱能够刺激对方成长
，If the love between husband and wife can inspire each other to grow,
在爱的这个刺激的过程当中，爱的成长的过程当中，对方是不完全。
So this inspiration process has a prerequisite that is neither one of them is perfect.
所以不完全并不是不好。
However, imperfection does not mean it's not good.
没有进步才是个严重的问题。
A serious problem is when you're without progress.
教会是如此，夫妻的关系也是一样。
Church or the relationship in the family, likewise.
当我在准备这篇信息的时候
，As I was preparing this sermon,
我就想到多年前听到一个见证。
That I'm reminded of a testimony I heard many years ago.
这个见证是基督之家寇世远监督所讲的。
This was presented was by Bishop Cole. Bishop Cole.
那么我们知道寇监督在6月28号因为胃出血这个离开了这个世界回到主那里去。
We know, Bishop Cole passed away in June.
那么在过去这一段时间对我个人来讲我觉得非常非常的 沉重。
To me, I felt it was a deep loss.
因为35年前神用他做了我属灵的启蒙的师父。
Because 35 years ago, he was my first teacher to Christianity.
35年来，所有我个人信仰上面的问题，或者生活上面的一些难处，他一直是我的个人的辅导。
For 35 years, he has been my personal mentor.
当他离开的时候，心里面实在有很多的舍不得。
I really feel very sorry when he departed.
我觉得寇世远的离开对中国教会是一个很大的损失。
I feel it's a great loss of the Chinese churches.
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
我这个礼拜要赶回台湾去主持他在台湾的这个追思礼拜。
I've been invited to go back to Taiwan to lead his memorial service in Taiwan.
当寇师母亲自打电话要求我、请求我去做这一次的聚会的讲员的时候，我几乎没有办法拒绝他。
When Mrs. Cole called me, asked me to lead this memorial service.There's no way I could refuse her.
我下个礼拜在基督之家领完他们的主日崇拜，礼拜天的下午领他们的追思礼拜。
And after the morning service, a week from today, in the afternoon, I will lead the memorial service.
然后礼拜一就赶回来。
And Monday, I will return home.
请大家为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
我记得多年前寇监督讲过这样的一个很感人的一个见证。
I remember a few years ago, many years ago, and he had gave this testimony.
我们知道美国南北战争的时候有一个很出名的南方的将军。
We all know that during the Civil War, there was a famous general from the South.
他跟我同宗，因为他也姓李。
And his last name is also Lee.
不，我叫 Molly Lee， 他叫 Robert Lee.
General Robert Lee, not Molly Lee.
那么他战败了以后，他还得到全国对他的尊敬。
After he was defeated, he still continued to receive respect from his countrymen.
所以在美国南方有一个很出名的大学，请他去当校长。
So there was a famous university wanted to appoint him as a president.
有一天，他向着这些学生在演讲的时候
，So once he was speaking to his students，
他勉励这些学生
，He tried to encourage those students.
他说：“你们要努力做一个成功的人。
”You should strive to become a successful person.
当他演讲到一半的时候
，During halfway in his speech，
突然在他的学校他在学生里面有一个学生就举手
，Suddenly a student raised his hand.
他就请他站起来发表他的意见。
So he asked a student to stand up to speak.
那个学生一站起来
，the student as he stood up，
就说校长先生
，he said Mr. President，
说你勉励我们做一个成功的人。
You encourage us to become a successful person.
但你自己却是一个失败的将军。
But you yourself is a defeated general.
这是一个很尴尬的场面。
It may be a moment of embarrassment.
他是个校长。
He is the president of that school.
他勉励学生要成功。
He was trying to encourage people to become successful.
学生站起来说。
But a student stood up.
说你是一个失败的人。
You yourself is a failure.
换句话说，你凭什么来勉励我们做成功的人呢？
In other words, he said, on what grounds can you encourage us to be successful?
我们说一个伟大的人有他伟大的原因。
Often we say a great man has a great moment.
他说是的。
He said, yes,
我失败过。
I failed once.
我承认我失败过。
I acknowledge my failure.
我现在跟着你们一起要往成功的路上走。
But I will be marching towards success together with you.
我的失败不是我的污点。
My failure is not my stain.
我的失败不是我的软弱。
My failure did not represent my weakness.
但是如果我失败了而不能在东山再起，这是我的致命伤。
If I stay as a failed man,Then that is my weak point.
弟兄姊妹，我们不完全。
That would be my fatal point. Yes,
我们的丈夫不完全。
My husband is not perfect.
我们的妻子不完全。
My wife is not perfect.
感谢主，主把两个不完全放在一起。
But thank the Lord. The Lord has bring two imperfect persons together.
但是我们安慰自己说。
But then we comfort ourselves by saying,
我是比较坏的一半，他是那个 better half， 那个更好的一半。
Perhaps I'm the worst half, and she is the better half.
这是自我安慰的话。
This is just to self-comfort yourself.
你不完全。
You are not perfect.
她也不完全。
She's not perfect.
你们两个合起来还是不完全。
Two imperfect persons will never make to be perfect.
在这一件事情上，并不是负负得正。
It is not two negative will become positive.
不是我不完全，你不完全，所以我们结婚我们就完全吧。
In a human relationship, two negatives do not make it into positive.
我们两个不完全。
We both are not perfect.
但是我们用爱来促使对方完全。
But with love, we will inspire each other.
让他的更完全和我的进步的完全能够成为我们结合的更完全。
Use the better half to inspire me to inspire each other to become better.
弟兄姊妹，你知道夫妻的难处在哪里？
You know what is the real difficulties between husband and wife?
我们太不肯舍己。
We are too stingy to give up ourselves.
我们太活在自我的中心。
We are too self-centered.
保罗说你们要像基督一样。
Paul said you should be like
Christ. 基督怎么样爱教会？
How the Christ have loved the
church. 你也应该怎么样爱你的
妻子？ You should love your wife likewise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个爱很高。
This is a very high level of love.
但是我已经说了。
But I have said this one.
这个爱我们有经验过，不是没有经验过。
This is the love we have experienced.
而且现在也正在经验过。
This is the love we are experiencing now.
但是要紧的，我们不要忘记，保罗要我们把这样一种舍己的爱的对象，先放在你的配偶的身上。
And Paul has reminded us to have such a love toward your spouse.
25节到27节是舍己的爱。
So 25 to 27 is the love to give up yourself.
那么28节到32节是什么爱呢？
What kind of love is 28 to 32nd?
完全跟舍己的爱不一样。
Which is totally different kind of love.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。
In this same way, husband ought to love their wives as their own bodies.
29节，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church.
28节最后一句话说，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
Then he says, he who loves his wife loves himself.
这是什么爱呢？
What kind of love is this?
爱自己的一种爱。
It's the kind of love to love oneself.
前面说舍己的爱，这里说爱己的爱，不是很大的矛盾吗？
Yeah, wouldn't this be kind of a contradictory? You're talking about love to give up yourself, and then the second half talking about the husband and the wife becomes one body.
所以三十一节说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife.
犹太人哈，这些男人非常非常重男轻女。
The Jews are looking down on women.
他们说这些犹太的这些比较这个 orthodox 哈，就是非常非常这个保守的犹太人。
They are talking about those orthodox Jews.
每天早上在早上祷告的时候
，In their morning prayers,
他一定每天都重复同样一个祷告。
He would always repeat the same prayer.
他说：“上帝啊，我感谢你。”
He said, "Lord, I thank you."
我为三个原因我感谢你。
I want to thank you for three reasons.
第一个原因，因为我不是外邦人。
First reason is because I'm not a Gentile.
因为犹太人看那些非犹太人好像猪，好像狗一样。
Because Jews would look at Gentile as they were looking upon the pigs and dogs.
讲到种族歧视，犹太人是排第一名。
They are the most racist person.
很多时候我们中国人其实在我们的心灵里面也有这一种的态度。
We as Chinese hold similar attitude.
华夏之邦，我们是中国人，是全世界最忠心的人。
China is in the middle of the whole world.
他说我不是外邦人，我感谢你。
And then the Jew says, I thank you because I'm not a Gentile.
第二，我感谢你。
Second, I want to thank you.
因为我不是奴隶。
I'm not a slave.
我今天是一个自主的人。
I'm a one who can determine myself.
那么第三。
Third,
我感谢你
I want to thank you,
因为我不是女人
because not, I'm not a woman.
这些犹太人每天早上做这样的祷告
Every morning the Jews will pray like that.
他们到了一个地步把女人把妻子当成身外之物
They would view the woman or their wives as a foreign object.
保罗在讲这一段话的时候是不容易的
So it's very difficult for Paul to read down, to write down this epistle.
有希腊有罗马的压力，再加上犹太人的压力。
The pressure from the Greek, from the Romans, and also from Jews.
但是他在神的面前，他发出这样的一个呼吁。
But in front of God, he proclaimed as such.
女人不是身外物。
a woman is not a foreign body.
妻子不是一个物件。
A wife is not just an object.
她是我骨中骨，是我肉中之肉。
Is the bones within my bones? She is a flesh within my flesh.
今天有一个很稀奇的一个现象。
This is a marvelous situation.
夫妻分彼此争高低。
Husband and wives are fighting among themselves.
那么在家里面产生极大的一种竞争的一种现象。
There's tremendous competition inside your household.
受不了我的妻子比我更 popular.
I can't stand my wife is more popular than me.
我的丈夫在被人称赞的时候，我心里面很酸的。
Or when my husband was praised by others, I feel sour.
保罗提醒我们。
Paul here reminds us.
夫妻你们已经不分彼此，你们是成为一体。
Husband and wives, there's no one, there's no two-ness, but you're in one.
有一次我们在一次的查经的聚会里面。
Once in a Bible study meeting,
有人问我说，到底应当哪一个在先？
One person asked me, who should be first?
那个人说，你如果先爱我，我绝对没有问题，我一定顺服你。
One would say, if you love me first, no problem, I will obey.
那个丈夫说，嘿，你先顺服我。你没有问题，我一定爱你。
And the husband would say, if you had to submit yourself first, of course I would love you.
你顺服我就爱，你爱我才顺服。
One say, if you submit, I will love. The other would say, if you love, I will submit.
这是条件的爱，不是一体的爱。
This is very much a conditional love.
但是弟兄姊妹，我阅读这段圣经。
As more I read this passage,
我越觉得弟兄姊妹，弟兄的责任超过姐妹的责任。
I feel that the responsibility of a brother'sexceed that of sisters.
因为保罗把丈夫预表成基督。
Because Paul symbolizes husbands as Christ.
我刚才说约翰一书四章八节。
I just mentioned about the first John chapter 4 verses 8.
神就是爱。
God is love.
但是不只是这样。
Not only that.
在约翰一书同样一章第四章十九节，不只说神是爱，那里提到神先爱。
Also in the same chapter, Paul, John said, the God had loved us first.
神不只是爱，神也先爱。
Not only he is love, but he also loves first.
今天夫妻有难处。
There might be difficulties between your relationship.
我觉得丈夫的责任超过妻子的责任。
I think the husband should be more responsible.
最后我愿意用我一个好朋友的祷告来做结束。
Finally, I'd like to conclude with the prayer of a good friend of mine.
这个祷告我讲过很多次。
I have mentioned this prayer for many times.
今天再一次把周神柱牧师的这个祷告送给大家。
Once again, I will give you his prayer, Reverend.
请大家注意听。
Please listen to this.
他说：“天父上帝啊。”
He said, "Our heavenly Father."
我不求你赐给我一个好太太。
I do not ask you to give me a good wife.
我求你给我太太一个好丈夫。
I asked you.To give my wife a good husband.
我再重复一遍。
I'd like to repeat that.
他说：“神啊。”
He said, "Lord."
我不求你给我一个好丈夫。
I do not.
我不求你给我个好太太。
I do not ask you to give me a good wife.
我求你给我太太一个好丈夫。
But I asked you to give my wife a good husband.
讲到这一篇道的最后。
At the conclusion of his sermon.
在我们中间单身还没有结婚的最后一句话是对你有帮助。
This will be helpful if you are still a bachelor.
你要向神怎么说呢？
How would you pray to God?
主啊，
Lord,
求你不要给我的配偶一个好配偶。
Do not give my spouse.
不要给我一个好配偶，要给我的配偶一个好配偶。
Do not give me, just give me a good spouse, but give my spouse a good spouse.
最后也让我向丈夫们再说一句话。
Let me reiterate this again to all husbands.
让我们学会爱我们的妻子。
Let us learn to love our wives.
爱到让她觉得顺服你是一个骄傲，是一个快乐，是一个享受。
Your love is to a degree that she will feel her submission is something she's proud of and she enjoys it.
昨天晚上我在整个准备完了以后
As I finished preparing the sermon
我在主面前做了一个祷告结束我整个准备的这个信息的时间
So I pray in front of the Lord to thank him to help me to prepare for the sermon
我再一次跟主说
Once again I spoke to the Lord
我不完全
I'm not perfect
我要进步
I want to make progress
我说主啊
I said Lord
帮助我
help me
让我用你的爱
so I can use your love
来爱我的妻子
to love my wife
重新在主的面前在神的面前许下我这样的一个心愿
so in front of the Lord I make this resolution once again
除非这个教会的牧师爱这个教会牧师的太太
Unless the senior pastor of this church loves his wife,
这样的信息是空的。
Then this message will be in vain.
请你们为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
让我用生活来见证我在台上所传讲的信息。
So I can have a living testimony to testify for my sermon.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你给我们爱的功课的学习。
Lord, help us to learn the lesson of love.
主啊，爱不是理论。
Love is not theory.
爱是生活。
Love is part of our life.
主啊，我恳切地求你。
Lord, I ask you.
因为你知道，你认识我们在座的每一个家，每一对的夫妇。
Because you know and you recognize all of us here sitting here.
我把我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。一家一家一对一对的带到主你面前
I give all my dear brothers and sisters family by family couple by couple to you
主啊我求你
Lord I ask you
让他们有你的那种的爱
Let them to have the kind of love that you have
彼此相爱
Love one another
主啊若是他们之间爱火已经熄灭
If their sparkle had disappeared
主啊求你再一次燃烧起来
PleaseIgnite them again.
因着我们夫妻的相爱
Through the love between husband and wife.
让这个教会就充满天上来的爱
So this church can be filled with heavenly love.
听我们诚恳的祷告
Hear our prayer.
因为家庭的复兴也就是教会复兴的开始
The revival of family is the beginning of a revival of this church.
奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请弟兄姊妹